This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2022 Gemini Full Moon. The full moon takes place on December 7th, 2022, at 8.07 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11.07 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on December 8, 2022, at 4.07 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, at 16 degrees Gemini 1 minute, 16 degrees Sagittarius 1 minute. How long can conversations go on when the volume is drowning them out, or no resolutions in sight? When is enough enough? Answers are coming with the Gemini full moon. Well, maybe not clear answers in all cases, but definitely action, and maybe some quiet in the aftermath. This moon presents a paradox in theory. A full moon coaxes emotions to heightened levels, while Gemini involves mental energy that's prone to dart away from any emotional expression. Not right now, though. When concepts and contentions fly around sufficiently, or repeatedly, or insistently, they not only have the power to provoke emotional expression, but they also essentially demand it. That's unavoidable with action-oriented Mars right on top of the moon, fusing all those words with all those emotions. Mars and the moon are about as close as possible, only 6 minutes apart. This is the opposite of sticks and stones may break my bones territory. We're in a laboratory where words and feelings are blending in test tubes, spilling over the edges, and demonstrating their combined impact. We're experiencing the power of words to move the heart and to pierce it, the power of ideas to provoke reactions, the power of the mind to rile emotions, or of emotions to color thoughts and words. It's not quiet, either. Their union serves a two-part function, appropriate for the sign of the twins, in Mars's current retrograde. It is both a status report on your Mars retrograde experience, and also a turning point in it. A refresher about the retrograde may help you identify how it is showing up for you in this full moon. Mars is about halfway through his retrograde, in terms of both time and zodiacal degrees. He's been retrograde since October 30th and will remain so until January 12th. He began at 25 degrees Gemini and stations direct at 8 degrees of that sign and has just passed the halfway point in degrees. Because of the action playing out in Gemini, this time has had the feel of a Mercury retrograde, only higher energy. Mars has been stirring old conversations and arguments, bringing up old matters for reconsideration, renegotiation, or completion, luring old people, men especially, back into our thoughts and lives, and giving opportunities to rethink a lot and connect many, many, many dots. The flurry has brought some cause to question sanity, yours or more likely someone else's. Mars has been challenging illusionist Neptune, turning up the confusion, projection, gaslighting, hypocrisy, and worse. Although he is already several degrees off his exact square to Neptune, the fog is still with us, and more importantly, so is the motivation to process it emotionally. Neptune and its illusions, mists, and fogs are in the middle of the action. It's receiving equal pressure from the moon and Mars, agitated, activated emotions on one end, and the sun, reason, such as is on tap right now, at the other, as the focus of a T-square. As the full moon dramas escalate, so does everything coming off the cosmic fog machine. Confusion and misdirection, escapism and fantasizing, lies and misinformation. And yet, the force could also cut through the fog and reveal some of what it has been obscuring. What does this mean for you? What have you been encountering since the end of October? What battles have you been fighting or observing? How many different projects have you been juggling? And most importantly, how do you feel about all of this? With this status report comes a turning point in the role all this, whatever it's been, plays for you, and that is, had enough. That realization may come in a flash. It will be hard to dodge or ignore some of the annoyances that have been dogging you, thanks to a tight, unsettling semi-sextile from disruptive Uranus to the Moon and Mars, and adjustment aspect to the Sun. Uranus has retrograded to the degree where it spent the first half of June, so some of what's nagging you could have connections to that time. The aspect has the effect of a tripwire, or a lightning strike, or a switch flipping. You may take a fresh look and suddenly, you're over it. Over many its, probably. And then watch energy surface to tackle the positives of the remaining Mars retrograde. Gather more information, rework old business, complete matters, conversations, that you'd left hanging. This may not be serious or heavy-handed. Gemini is, after all, into making light. Its ruler, Mercury, isn't really having that at the moment, though. The cosmic messenger has just crossed into earnest, practical, goal-oriented, consequence-aware Capricorn. And his tenancy in the land of the bottom line is lacing the noise with sobering reminders. Even if you do find humor amid the hubbub, the stakes won't be trivial. The sky is making sure that message gets through the noise. Adding to the let's be adults about this vibe is a stabilizing trine from the Moon and Mars to Saturn. Structure and order come easily after the hubbub that preceded. The aspect could slow some of the action or stretch out its effects. It also brings calm and confidence as emotions and arguments crest and die back. What are you done with? You don't have to keep engaging with the same verbal battles, the same thought loops, the same information sources. But first, give in to the noise and make some yourself. Speak up. Get some things out of your system. If you're concerned about the force of your words, scream into a pillow. Type out what you'd love to say to trolls and taunters and people you think have lost their minds, and then delete it. Even better, print it out and rip the paper into shreds, and then sigh. The Beatles provided a perfect musical example of this full moon in the final 45 seconds of A Day in the Life, when the music and tension and volume build and build and build and crash into a long, reverberating, resolving chord. Have a listen, the links below. I'm Kathy Beale, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to listen to my weekly podcasts, sign up for my newsletter, and book a session with me. I host the show Celestial Compass on Om Times Radio on the first and third Monday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern. I also host lively conversation on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group The Astro Insight Lounge. I have lots of bonus content at patreon.com/Kathy Beale, and I'm really grateful to the people who support my work there. I'm on Instagram at K.A. Beale and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian channel.